Kia ora. Kofa Smith ahau. Ngā mai ki te whare. Welcome to the House. Everyone is familiar with members of Parliament arguing up a storm in the debating chamber in the afternoons and evenings. But many fewer people see the select committee work that fills the mornings. Like this Wednesday morning, for example, in the Education and Workforce Committee with Chair Katie Nimmin.
A public session on the Crime Theft by Employer Amendment Bill, Members Bill proposed by Camilla Balich, who we have here. Look, Camilla, we have 15 minutes of your time.
My name is Camilla Balich. I'm a Labor Party List MP and I'm also Labor's spokesperson for workplace relations and safety.
Now, you would normally be in a committee room on Wednesday morning at the Education and Workforce Committee, but you were kind of on the wrong side of the table today.
That's right, I was submitting today, which is a bit unusual for an MP. Usually we get submitters come and speak to us, but the reason I was doing that was I had a members bill that I'm in charge of, which had its first set of submissions today, and usually the sponsor of the bill, the member taking it through the House, is the first person to submit, so that's what happened today.
This bill is very clearly only focused on employers who intentionally take money from their workers, and that's very clearly set out in what is a relatively simple bill. So it isn't intending to criminalise people that make mistakes. It isn't intending to criminalise people who are slow to do the right thing. It's the intention, which is very strongly worded in this, is to make sure that when people do that knowingly, and unfortunately that does happen, that there is a way of addressing that. And we know that...
How was that? I mean, because you have spent a number of years listening to people's submissions in there. It's quite a different experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a different experience. I think one thing I would note is it's quite hard unless you're ready in advance to know how much time you've used. And so that would be, I'd probably be a bit kinder to submitters when they go over because it's really hard to tell. It goes really quickly.
If there was anything further you wanted to add, otherwise we can move to questions. So we have got 6 minutes left of your time.
So just a couple of closing comments and then...
It was a good experience and... Obviously, get to see the reactions from your colleagues around the table.
It's a little bit like being in a job interview with about 9 people, where you're sort of having to eyeball everyone and convince them of something, but face to face.
I have to convince them to allow the bill to go forward, and convince them that it's a worthy bill to have their support. So definitely speaking to them and also the officials to try and make sure that they understand the policy intent of the bill.
This is a committee you're normally a member of, so you get to do something that I wouldn't get to do if I was submitting, which is stay there when the door closes and then kind of keep contributing to the discussion, right?
That's absolutely true. And I guess all bills will have a sponsor, so that's the case with all members' bills. It's not the case with government bills. They wouldn't usually be able to stay there, and ministers don't get the opportunity to sit in select committees and be part of the determinations because we do have that separation. So it is a unique experience that a backbench member of parliament gets to do when they do have a members' bill. And often we'll sub someone in to their committee to be on there for the consideration of their bill. So even if it's not your committee, it's usually something that you get to do as part of that process.
Yeah. In the most recent standing orders review for Parliament, there was a call for ministers to turn up to committees as well when they've got a bill before the committee, to front up to committee and sort of defend their bill, to put across, just like you did this morning, sort of what you're trying to achieve with it.
Yeah, we usually do invite ministers to attend, and they usually hopefully will, because it's important that we hear that policy intent from them as well. But I guess the difference would be this: they wouldn't stay for the deliberations and they wouldn't be part of authoring the report in any type of formal sense.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure they'd have a view.
You may want to know more about the bill at issue. Well, it's a members' bill that was originally in the name of former MP Ibrahim Omar. He also spoke to the committee and he recounted his experience as a then recent migrant of working on a farm. And when, after a 9-day week of 16-hour days, the employer refused to pay him, relying on him having little knowledge of his rights or an ability to ensure they were not infringed. And so, a decade or so later, he proposed this bill, which would add a few lines to the Crimes Act so that employers stealing from their employees is more specifically a crime. The committee is continuing to hear submissions. You've been listening to The House. It's a whakaranga koe ki te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Matawa.